So I'm up here talking something, and the church people saying, he crazy. What are you going to do? What? That ain't never going to happen. Well, how are you going to get that done? Church people, I ain't going to give you none of my money. Hello. The minute you tell church people something about money, they just freeze up. Oh, no indeed. No way. Prophet, I've been wasting my time, spinning my wheels in the mud. Okay, I need five people to give me $5,000. What? You out your mind. I need 10 people to give me $20,000. I'm leaving this church. And you're absolutely right. You ought to, because you don't fit, because this ain't no church. Lord, have mercy. In your mind, can I help you? You only know church. And some of you are a fish out of water because you only know what he didn't call you to. So he led you to somebody to take you where you're supposed to be, and you got churched. And your favorite song, I'll Not Be Moved. Just like the tree planted, I'll not be moved. I don't care what that preacher say. He ain't getting none of my money. Leaders. So there I am, prophet, working my best with church people. And I got arrows and darts, fiery ones, and it ain't coming from the devil. Did you hear what that man asked for today? That's a sin and a shame. All them preachers want is my money. So now there's a voice in your head. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to tell you where he's at. There's a voice. You are not a church member. You are a part of something that very few people even tell you anything about. The kingdom. Can I help you a little bit? In the church, we give the least and the less. In the kingdom, we give the biggest and the best. Did you hear me, guys? So, prophet, we up in there telling people, give God the biggest and the best. The church people saying, we're going to give him the little and the less. What? Give him how much? Man, you out your mind. I got, this is my car note money. You ever save money in the kingdom? And then the voice came to you to give it? The voice says in the kingdom, you're saving it for the car, huh? Yes. Well, I want you to plant it as a seed. In the name of Jesus, you better get behind me. Well, I don't believe in that seed mess now. Seed time and harvest got to go. This for my car. He said, no, if you plant it, I'll give you a car. But if you keep it, you have to go to a friendly buyer. Hello, somebody, and get a 5-year upside down mortgage, or 6 or 7. And then after you sign your name, I'm going to click you in. You're going to feel something go click, click. Got you now. And then I'm going to make it hard on you because then I'm going to take your job from you and let me see how you pay your note. Oh, I'll let you pay your rent, but the car note you'll suffer with. It'll be behind a couple of times. It'll be the hardest thing you'll have to pay because you put it before me because I told you if you plant it, I'll give you one. You went and did it on your own. So now you're stuck. You don't ever want to be stuck with a bill you got to be responsible for. So one of those voices, write it down, is the voice of reasoning. How many ever had that voice? Somebody, give me an example of the voice of reasoning, your experience. Don't get quiet on me now. Anybody? So the voice of reason didn't tell you to do it? Is what you're saying from the beginning?
No, that's right. You're reasoning. You're not asking the Holy Spirit or asking God's will in it. You're just reasoning logically that if I do this, then God's going to do this, and this is how, and you figure it out. You have it all figured out, and you've equated God in
the reasoning. Well, no, because that's not, God is not a God of reasoning. When you reason, you're using what part of man?